DeepEnglish.com. The Savior of Mothers, Fluency Booster, Part A. You call yourself doctors, I call you murderers. What did he call the doctors? He called the doctors murderers. How many mothers have you killed? Why won't you listen? You carry death in your hands. You can't see it, but it's there. I have the proof, but you fools won't listen. Who was he talking to? He's talking to the other doctors. Dr. Semmelweis was an angry man, but he wasn't crazy. Was Semmelweis an angry man? Yes, he was an angry man. Was he crazy? No, he wasn't crazy. He was a genius. He was called the Savior of Mothers because his research saved the lives of thousands of pregnant women and new mothers. Was he intelligent? Yes, he was a genius. Who did Semmelweis save? Semmelweis saved thousands of pregnant women and new mothers. Semmelweis was originally from Hungary. Was Semmelweis from Germany? No, he wasn't from Germany. He was from Hungary. As a young man, he went to Austria to go to university. Semmelweis studied law at first, but then he became a medical student. He specialized in the treatment of pregnant women. Where did Semmelweis go as a young man? As a young man, he went to Austria. Why did he go to Austria? He went to Austria to go to university. What did he study at first? At first, he studied law. What did he study next? Next, he studied medicine. What was his specialty? His specialty was the treatment of pregnant women. After graduating from medical school in 1846, he became a doctor. He worked in the Vienna Hospital, one of the most famous and respected hospitals in Europe. When did he graduate? He graduated in 1846. Where did Semmelweis work? He worked in the Vienna Hospital. The Vienna Hospital had two clinics that treated pregnant women and new mothers. Doctors and medical students worked in the first clinic. Midwives worked in the second clinic. How many clinics did the Vienna Hospital have for pregnant women? The Vienna Hospital had two clinics for pregnant women. Who worked in the first clinic? Doctors and medical students worked in the first clinic. Who worked in the second clinic? Midwives worked in the second clinic. The second clinic with the midwives was for poor women who did not have the money to be treated by doctors. Strangely, it was this second clinic where both rich and poor women wanted to have their babies. The second clinic was always crowded, and women begged to go there. Which clinic was more popular? The second clinic was more popular. Was the second clinic crowded? Yes, the second clinic was always crowded. Even though the first clinic was more expensive and had many highly educated doctors, many women died there. Which clinic was more expensive? The first clinic was more expensive. Which clinic had many highly educated doctors? The first clinic had many highly educated doctors. Which clinic had more deaths? The first clinic had more deaths. At that time, puerperal fever killed more than 10% of pregnant women and new mothers at the first clinic. At the clinic with midwives, only 1% of women died from this fever. What percent of women died at the first clinic? Ten percent of women died at the first clinic. What percent of women died at the second clinic? 1% of women died at the second clinic. These were healthy women. They entered the hospital in good health, and a few days later, they would die. Why were women dying in the first clinic? They were dying because of puerperal fever. No one knew what caused puerperal fever. Did they understand the true cause of puerperal fever? No, no one knew what caused puerperal fever. Most doctors believed that it was connected to an imbalance in the four humors. The four humors were four fluids in the body that were connected to the elements, earth, air, fire, and water. What were the four humors? The four humors were four fluids in the body. What elements were the four fluids connected to? The four fluids were connected to earth, air, fire, and water. For example, one of the humors was blood, which was connected to the element of air. During the 1800s, doctors believed that disease was caused by an imbalance of these fluids and elements. What did doctors believe was the cause of disease? Doctors believed that the cause of disease was an imbalance of these fluids and elements. Many doctors believed that problems with blood and air were connected to puerperal fever. What did they think was the cause of puerperal fever? They thought that problems with blood and air were connected to puerperal fever. They tried getting better air in the hospital, but it didn't help. What did they try? They tried getting better air in the hospital. Did it help? No, it didn't help.